Today's scripture reading comes from Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 through 10. This, then, is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
As we begin this morning, I'd ask you to bow in prayer with me. Lord God, as we come before you in worship, we come to you asking that your words would melt our hearts, remold us, and remake us. And I pray that you let the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. In your holy name, amen. Just a few words about United Women in Faith, if you haven't heard already about it, here at First United Methodist Church. You will see that, as I mentioned, there's a list of some of the things that the United Women in Faith do here at First United Methodist Church or through the United Women in Faith. It's made up of a group of women who are committed to serving Christ by praying for and supporting women, children, and youth. Here in Lebanon, you'll note quite a list there, including the Cope House and Cope Outreach, Pregnancy Support Center, New Life House, Diaper Ministry, and on and on. In Missouri, though, we also support through the Della Lamb, the Spofford House, which is for children, and the Epworth House, which is a transition home for youth. All of those are in Kansas City. We also support the Susanna Wesley Learning Center, which is over in East Prairie. And up in St. Joe, we support InterServe. We're also praying and supporting mission in the United States through the 99 national mission centers that reach from Baltimore to California and from Florida up to Washington. We're also busy with UMCOR and the distribution centers, one of them over in Illinois in Springfield, and Bright Futures for Youth and Children. And then worldwide, we're there through mission in Africa, South and Latin America, Western Europe, Europe in general, Russia, Asia, the Philippines, the Near and the Far East. We carry on the heritage of 8 Methodist Episcopal women who, on a cold, windy, stormy night in March of 1869, gathered at the Tremont Church in Boston. Now, the men of the church had locked the door. You see, women were not to be in a church without men there. But that didn't stop these women. They found the sexton and strongly encouraged him to open the door. That was the beginning of the Women's Foreign Missionary Society that collected $300 to send the first 2 women missionaries to India. Now we fund hundreds of women missionaries in over 80 countries with a budget of over $20 million annually. We have grown from those first 8 women to nearly 1 million women worldwide. That means if there's mission work, you'll find United Women in Faith there, supporting with their prayers, with their time, with their ideas, with their strength, and with their dollars. Today, we sold ribbon corsages, which many of you are wearing right now. Every dollar that we sell a ribbon for goes directly to mission, local through worldwide. Last year's ribbons had UMW on them. Now, if you have one of those, it's a collector's item. Save it, because Antiques Roadshow is sure to put a dollar amount on it, far more than you spent on it. That's because there has been a name change to United Women in Faith. People in marketing call this sort of thing rebranding. You know, changing a name to reflect the times, changing a name to be more exclusive, changing a name so that, in our case, women who are not members of a United Methodist Church any longer can still be members of United Women in Faith. And they can do the vital work that Christ calls us all to do for women, children, and for youth. Each woman is striving to live out that phrase in the Lord's Prayer that Rose read to us this morning, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Now, what are we saying when we ask for God's kingdom to come? If God's kingdom is, as Jesus said in his prayer to God that's recorded in John 17, one of unity in belief and action, and as it's recorded by Matthew in chapter 13, one that grows, produces good, and provides for others, where God's grace and justice reign, where children, youth, men, women all strive in peace and joy because they know, they love, they walk with God, then that must be the kingdom that we are praying to come. Wow, no more fear, no more sorrow, no more injustice, no more anger, no more division, no more distress. But the phrase doesn't stop there, does it? We pray that the kingdom to come has a contingency on it. We pray, "Thy will be done." So what do we mean when we say those words in prayer? Let's hear the words of Jesus once again. This time, as recorded by Luke, it would mean that we are to live in love with each other. That we are to, as the late Bishop Reuben Job once wrote, do good, do no harm, and walk in love with God. Therefore, His will for us is to be unified, serving with each other and with God through Jesus Christ. Further, we pray that this will happen here on earth. Not someplace in eternity, in paradise with Jesus, but here on this planet, in Europe, in Asia, in Africa, in the Americas, amongst each other, family, neighbors, strangers, aliens, immigrants, refugees, in Lebanon, in First United Methodist Church. I guess I don't have to tell you how far we are from understanding and living out God's will being done here on earth. We see and we hear of people who don't know, who who haven't heard of the one God of love, of grace, of mercy, who commit themselves to war between nations, violence within nations. We see poverty and hunger and thirst and disease. We see people acting on class and race and gender and faith prejudices. We hear of trafficking of women and children and youth for evil proclivities and financial gain. Certainly none of this is God's will. So the task of seeking first and bringing God's will to earth must be more than words. It must be more than a name change or a logo change or a rebranding. It calls for a complete remodel. And I'm not talking about an institution. I'm not talking about remodeling some building. I'm not even talking about remodeling the scriptures into modern English. No. It calls for a remodel of each of our hearts and actions. You see, no remodeled building will bring God's kingdom to earth. It is you and me who need to be remodeled. To sync up, if I use modern technology terms here, with God's will. How we do that is revealed in the final phrase of that prayer sentence, as it is in heaven. Scripture tells us quite a few things about heaven. Here are three illustrations. It is currently housing believers in a perpetual, joyous unity. It is, always has been, and forever will be under God's authority. It is a place of devoted, continuous worship and obedience. Obedience, in Jesus' words, in answer to that scribe, as Mark wrote in chapter 12, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength." He said, this is the great and first commandment. It wasn't an option. It was a commandment. And then he went on to say, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Obedience. Obedience also to Jesus' words when he spoke to the disciples. When he said, go, make other disciples, teach, share the good news. In other words, get out of the pew. Get out of the easy chair. Get off the couch. And go. Go to the least, the lost, to the searching. In Lebanon, Missouri. It is that kind of obedience that changes hearts and actions. It is that kind of obedience that can bring heaven to earth. So, how does that obedience look on you and me? Well, it begins with Jesus, the great remodeler, if you will. After all, he was a carpenter. I believe he built things, but I think he was also called in from time to time to remodel something. He is the one who says, behold, I make all things new. So first, it's loving as Jesus loves. God first. Then, giving up of self to others, as Jesus showed us while he walked on earth. Not simply welcoming the stranger as they come through the door, but inviting and accompanying the stranger through the door. Saying yes when asked to share your time, your resources for God's work in helping love on the children and the youth in Lebanon who haven't met Jesus yet or who are meeting him for the first time through First United Methodist Church Children and Family Ministries. Second, it's learning from Jesus, and that means gathering with fellow believers to study his words. It means, too, daily, intentional time reading his word and listening to his voice. It means opening our hearts to the Holy Spirit when the Holy Spirit nudges us and responding with yes. So how does this obedience bring his heavenly behavior to earth? Loving like Jesus and learning from Jesus changes us. Jesus remodels us, and we begin to act differently. We find real, lasting joy in saying yes, in serving, in helping, in going. Here's a testimony about how obedience worked for United Women in Faith at First UMC. You see, 6 years ago, Christ began a real remodel on us. Now, I'm not talking about the rebranding or the name change. I'm talking about Jesus remodeling our commitments to women, children, and youth, changing our hearts and our actions. Because we'd never done something like the diaper bank before, and what I mean by that is making a long-term commitment to serve outside of the church congregation. In this case, it was to provide diapers and underwear to children and families in need. When it was first proposed, I'll admit, we basically said, impossible. So we waited, and we struggled, and we tried our best to say no. But God wanted his kingdom to come to earth in Laclede County. And God wasn't going to let us go. God, through his Holy Spirit, began remodeling us as we asked for his guidance to love as Jesus loves. We saw little changes at first. In our budget, we stepped out in faith and added diapers as a designated item, line item. And lo and behold, when we needed money to purchase diapers, it was in the budget. We wrote a grant and it got funded. We partnered with this church for non-UMW at that time, member volunteers, and for some funding as well. And people stepped up and offered to help with their time and their money. We found resources. We obtained diapers and underwear at lower than the lowest costs. Again and again, we saw God open one door after another as we learned from Jesus the meaning of obedience. That what we thought was impossible, when we submitted to His will to be done, when we were obedient, what was possible was more than possible. Or when the word is broken down, it declares, I am possible. The great I am makes all things possible, which demonstrates the third part of doing God's will on earth, living for and in relationship with Jesus. The United Women in Faith will celebrate 5 years of operation of the diaper bank in October of this year. In the first 4 years and 3 months, we, out of this church, out of this United Women in Faith, have distributed, are you ready for this? 180,000 diapers and underwear in Laclede County. The United Women in Faith members continue to participate with God in our own remodeling as we strive more and more to love as Jesus loves, to learn from Jesus, and to live for and in a deeper relationship with Jesus. I encourage each of you to open your hearts to God's remodeling. And here's the challenge that goes with it. Right here at First United Methodist Church, we have children and family ministry that is growing. But our director, Molly, can't do it alone. We need a minimum of 2 adults every time we are with children and youth. So say yes when asked to help grow the faith of our children and youth. Say yes to that nudge from the Holy Spirit to give 1 hour a week of your time. Say yes to praying daily for the remodeling of hearts and lives, your own and others. And thank God for the opportunities to love, to learn, and to live, receiving the true, lasting joy it brings. And also, thank God for the lives that will find Jesus, because you and I are remodeled. Together, let's participate with God and fulfill our part in that phrase of the Lord's Prayer that we pray. In fact, pray it with me now. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen.